All afternoon, we've been reporting on the deadly train derailment in Ellicott City. Two 19-year-old women were killed after coal from a CSX train buried them when the cars flipped over. Now, as investigators continue to look into what caused the train to derail, questions remain about what sort of environmental impact the dumped coal could have on the area. The coal approached the Patapsco River.
Joining us now to talk about it, Jay Apperson, spokesman for the Maryland Department of the Environment. Thanks for being here, Jay.
My pleasure.
How much coal are we talking about that's in the river?
What we've seen is really not a lot of coal actually in the river. The estimate I had was less than 100 pounds. However, there's coal, obviously, that's spilled out onto the ground, and about a quarter of a car to about a half a car worth of coal is right near the edge of a tributary to the Patapsco River.
So explain what environmental difficulties could be happening here.
Well, the primary concern would be the effect that coal could have on the pH of the waterway. In other words, it could be acidic and lower the pH down on the acidic end of the scale. And if you have a pH change like that in the waterway, that can threaten aquatic life.
How?
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just asking how it could affect aquatic life.
Well, because the aquatic life depends on a certain pH level to survive. So if it's too acidic or too basic, it can threaten its existence.
Now, what about tests? What kind of tests do your folks do to try to figure out what's going on here?
Well, what happened was, maybe if I start from the beginning, we got there on the scene about 1 o'clock in the morning. We have an emergency response division. We have our water management administration. Both of them have been out there during the day. First step with the emergency response division was to determine whether the train was carrying any hazardous materials. It was not. To take a look at whether there were any issues relating to fuel from the locomotive, any kind of diesel spill, that wasn't an issue either. So getting back to your question, what remained was the water quality issues that we've already started to talk about. CSX hired an environmental engineering consultant, and we directed that engineering consultant to do tests of pH in the waterway, of total suspended solids, turbidity, and iron levels. The turbidity and the total suspended solids, they can go to dissolved oxygen levels, which also could be a factor for aquatic life. Now, another thing that we were interested in finding out was the source of the coal or the type of coal, because different types of coal can have different levels of acidity and again, affect pH in different ways. And it turned out the environmental and engineering consultant, they had a portable testing lab capabilities where they were able to sample and test the coal on site. And what we found, or what they found, was that this is low sulfur coal. So in other words, this is going to sort of reduce the concerns about pH because it's low sulfur. It's not going to be tend to be as acidic. They've also did preliminary testing of the pH in the waterways at the site and upstream and I believe downstream as well for comparisons, and the pH levels are very good.
All right, so far so good. Thanks a lot, Jay. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's Jay Apperson, spokesman for the Maryland Department of the Environment.